Hey there, this is Get Privacy Freedom, and here to discuss Decentralized to Sovereignty, the Greater Reset. Part 1, Learn and Understand the Problem. Article at a glance, the Great Reset is a globalist effort to centralize anything that brings us under their control and ownership. Their goal is for us to own nothing and be happy. Under this type of totalitarian leadership and control, we see lockdowns, mandatory vaccines, mass surveillance, global supply chain disruptions, the central bank digital coin, CBDC, and social credit systems, just to name a few. In short, they want sovereign control over us. They want to own us. It is slavery. We are not property to be had, so what do? Decentralize and pursue personal sovereignty. Decentralization is the process of dispersing power, control, and ownership away from central authority and to the individual and community of people. This result is freedom. But we must understand, of course, this takes sacrifice and hard work. And then learn how to achieve personal sovereignty by 1, starving the beasts, 2, privatizing your life, 3, building decentralized sovereign systems for tech, money, food, electric, communication, and more. This is the Greater Reset, where they will own no one and will be unhappy. Decentralization and sovereignty go hand in hand. Centralized banking and the Federal Reserve, which is a private company and not government, have complete control over the money system. They can and do print whenever and however much needed. This is itself is theft and absolute abuse of power. James A. Garfield said, "Whoever controls the money of a nation controls that nation, and whosoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master of all industry and commerce." On the flip side, a decentralized money system is owned and controlled by the people and for the people. Cryptocurrency is the perfect example in that it cuts out the central banksters and prying eyes that have no business in our affairs. A decentralized money system like Monero and Pirate Chain helps us become sovereign and is a parallel, or some call a counter economy. The question of sovereignty is, who owns you or controls you? Let's first lay out the problems. Actually, the followings are the symptoms of the root problem. Usually that's what we see. But the actual root problem goes much deeper into lack of learning, or learning lies instead of truth. Though, the symptoms are the sounding alarm that let us know there are threats and we need solutions. Over the past 2 years or so, totalitarian groups have willingly showed their hands. The World Economic Forum, WEF, the elites of Silicon Valley, the World Health Organization, WHO, big tech, big gov's goals and agendas are no longer hidden and considered conspiracy theories. They are real and are serious threats to our sovereignty. The pandemic, the masks, the lockdowns, the curfews, the mandatory jabs, the shutdowns of businesses, the social credit systems, the digital IDs and VAT cards, spyware on phones and PCs are all methods to own and control you, to control us. The globalists' agendas are for you to own nothing and be happy, to have complete control of your life. Obey, roll over, and comply, or else. Have you heard of the Great Reset yet? Klaus Schwab, chairman of WEF, has many goals for 2030. Their basic mission is that the forum engages the foremost political, business, cultural, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. Some of their stated impacts on the website are tackling the climate crisis with innovative green technologies, ensuring online safety, countering harmful content like health misinformation, and drones delivering vaccines. Wow, just what we needed. No thanks and no thanks. Each of these impacts have branches that reach far and wide in terms of control and power. For example, Alibaba Holdings President J. Michael Evans claimed at WEF that the company is working on apps for your phone that could track an individual user's carbon footprint. Think about the potential effects of this alone. Your car could be shut down or not start because you reached your daily limit of carbon output. Dang, can't go on vacation now. Oh, can't go to work either. Can you think of other scenarios that threaten our freedom? The Ministry of Truth, Disinformation Governments Board, and fact-checking, in the simplest form, is government censorship and a way to kill free speech. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. George Washington. None of the impacts, the vaccine, this just rolls back to the greeny climate change lies and population control. Many are predicting the implications of it. I read recently from Dr. Paul Thomas. If they get this COVID jab into every child or most children that might be close to the end of human race, because we don't know what it's doing to fertility, but it doesn't look good. It's looking like it concentrates spike protein in the gonads, meaning your ovaries, your testes, and there's a very high likelihood you would be infertile. And so you're not having kids, which, by the way, is one of the hidden agendas of some of those at the World Economic Forum. I could go on and on about the $60 billion housing grab by Wall Street, fertilizer train derailments, global supply chains disrupted, food plant crises, mass animal slaughters due to carbon emissions, the central bank digital coin, and now all of a sudden there are more school shootings. Trudeau is outlawing guns in Canada, and Chile's new socialist president Gabriel Boric vows armed violence will not be tolerated and calls for total ban on gun ownership. But we can set all that aside, all the above aside, and simply listen to Klaus's statement in a recent WEF meeting where he says, "Thanks also for the leadership of China in terms of fighting the pandemic, in terms of reinvigorating its economy." I haven't seen that at all. So thankful for China's leadership. Well, let's get back to sovereignty and the good stuff. One of the greatest outcomes of Spandemic and this great reset thus far has created an awakening of the masses of how controlled and owned people were and are. Many entities, like the free speech social platform Gab, are paving the way, creating a parallel economy. Founder and CEO Andrew Torba has been building Gab for 6 years, which now also has a marketplace, Gab TV, Gab Pay, in an advertising platform, all completely independent of Silicon Valley app stores. They are digitally sovereign. What I found really discerning and useful in Andrew's recent blog, Go and Build Digital and Physical Sovereignty, is to not waste your time and energy fighting the wrong battle. He states, when you waste your time fighting the existing system, you give it energy and power. The perfect example is being on Twitter. You think there you are fighting something, but the reality is you're fighting the robots and making Twitter billions of dollars in advertising revenue. We should instead go and build in the digital and physical world. We must focus our energy and power on things that you can control, that we can control. Work on decentralization and building sovereign systems, which we can also call the parallel or counter economy. It's about taking responsibility and coming to a realization that we must take care of ourselves. We cannot and must not depend on any system that state or government creates and use it to take control and ownership from us. Remember, the globalist communist agenda is to make you property of them, to own nothing and be happy. But in reality, we are property of no one except the sovereign God. What to do now? Learn, exit, build. Here are some simple things to take action right away. Become a lifetime learner. Educate yourself. Ignorance, passivity, and entertainment are distractions that are part of the root problems. A great read is The Tyranny of Big Tech by Josh Hawley. This book will open your eyes to the corruption of big tech and what to do about it. Want to know what's wrong with the centralized government education system and how we've been taught to be drones for the elite? Pick up The Underground History of American Education by John Taylor Gatto. D. Big Tech. D. Google. Get rid of spyware in your pocket and stop feeding the beast. You can get de-Googled phones here, get privacy freedom, start switching over to decentralized systems. See my resource page on the website and join Privacy Freedom Revolution. By this, doing this, you begin creating sovereignty and building parallel economies. So part 2 and 3 is coming soon. Stay tuned to learn more about Starving the Beast and how to build digital and physical sovereignty.